Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. India's Drugs Controller General of India's Subject Expert Committee, SEC, has recommended granting of permission to conduct the Phase 3 clinical trials for Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine, Covaxin. The panel added that the recommendation is after assessing the data from Phase 1 and Phase 2, as well as the animal challenge study. In July, Bharat Biotech had received DCGI nod to conduct the Phase 1 and 2 clinical trials of the indigenous vaccine of COVID-19. In major data breach, drug maker Dr. Reddy's Labs has temporarily shut down production across its key plants. The incident happened in early hours today. Sources within the company confirmed to Money Control about the breach and the halt of production. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around India. COVID-19 recoveries in the country have now crossed 69 lakh, while the number of COVID-19 infections reported in the span of last 24 hours remained below 60,000 for the fifth consecutive day, as the country's caseload rose to above 77.6 lakh. And that's according to the latest updates by the Union Health Ministry. A total of 54,366 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours, while the death toll has now climbed above 1.17 lakh, with 690 fatalities being reported in the last 24 hours. Karnataka will reopen colleges from November 17 after having kept them shut since March amid the novel coronavirus pandemic-led lockdown. The development was confirmed by the state's Deputy Chief Minister and Minister of Higher Education C.N. Ashwath Narayan after his meeting with the Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa. Artists who are heavily reliant on the creation of traditional Ravan effigies are now deeply affected by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, as the Dashera celebration remained muted this year. For those like M. Khan, or better known as Raju Bhai of Kanpur, who is used to of making 60 to 70 effigies of Ravan over the last decades, COVID-19 has changed this, and also he has produced only 3 this year due to curtailed celebrations. The Indian Council of Medical Research has issued an advisory for the use of Peluda paper strip test, the country's first indigenously developed test for COVID-19 based on genetic editing pool, also which is likely to hit the market within a month. According to the ICMR advisory, no further reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, or the RT-PCR-based confirmation, is required for samples that are confirmed positives or negatives by that test. Specimen collection and transfer of sample for the test must also be performed using appropriate personal protective equipment or PPE, and testing should be carried out under appropriate biosafety or BSL-2 level precautions. The BJP's promise of free COVID-19 vaccine in Bihar ahead of state elections was followed by a Me Too announcement from Tamil Nadu. Amid criticism of the BJP move on social media and among opposition parties, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister E. Palaniswamy has also said that a vaccine will be distributed free of charge in his state as well. He has said, and I quote, "Once a COVID-19 vaccine is ready, it will be provided to all people of the state free of cost." With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The US continues to lead the world in deaths linked to COVID-19, with over 2,22,000 deaths, and some experts believe that the figure is much higher. But according to a new study, at least 1,30,000 of those deaths could have been avoided. According to a study by the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University, the US could have avoided between 1,30,000 and 2,10,000 deaths had the country adopted mitigation policies similar to those used by the other high-income nations. Today, the US FDA, or the US Food and Drug Administration, has approved the antiviral drug Veklury, essentially remdesivir, for use in adult and pediatric patients 12 years of age and older and weighing at least 40 kilograms for the treatment of COVID-19 requiring hospitalization. Veklury should only be administered in a hospital or in a healthcare setting capable of providing acute care comparable to inpatient hospital care. Veklury is the first treatment of COVID-19 to receive FDA approval. Between 150 million and 175 million more people will fall into extreme poverty due to COVID-19 pandemic. That's what an expert has said at the United Nations. Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, Olivia D. Schutter, has said that between 150 million and 175 million more people will fall into extreme poverty due to the epic fallout from COVID-19. Germany's Disease Control Center says the number of new daily COVID-19 cases remains near record high as the pandemic continues to spread. The Robert Koch Institute has said that 11,242 new cases were reported over the last 24-hour period, just shy of the record 11,278 mark set the day before. The nationwide infection rate over the last 7 days has also risen to 60.3 cases per 1 lakh residents. That's up from 56.2 the day before. Spain this week has also become the first country in the Western Europe nation. Repeat. Spain this week has become the first country in Western Europe to record more than 1 million confirmed infections as it struggles to contain a resurgence of the new COVID-19 disease. The country of 47 million is among those hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, with over 34,000 deaths attributed to the disease. French health authorities reported 41,622 new confirmed COVID-19 cases over 24 hours on Thursday. Also, this is an all-time daily high that brings the total number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic just shy of a million at 9,99,043. Australia will slightly lift the cap on the number of citizens and permanent residents allowed to return each week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Friday, that is October 23rd, as local COVID-19 cases slow down to single digits. Australia has since July capped the number of local allowed to return home each week in an attempt to reduce the threat of spread. Australia has since July capped the number of locals allowed to return home each week in an attempt to reduce the threat of spreading COVID-19 once they enter a mandatory 14-day quarantine in hotels. Belgium, one of the European nations which is worst hit by the new COVID-19 pandemic, tightened the restrictions on social contacts on Friday by banning fans from sports matches, limiting the number of people in cultural spaces, and closing theme parks. Belgium had already closed cafes, bars and restaurants and imposed a night curfew as well, and has Europe's second highest infection rate per capita after the Czech Republic. New infections have also hit a peak of 10,500 as on Thursday. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.